I disagree completely with Green Bay.
Who do we have on that? We had it on a couple weeks ago, Loveman. He said, oh, it was Chip Kawakami. And he mentioned how Parag Bharate and basically, you know, they didn't win the deal against Bosa. This is kind of like they need to win the deal. The hell with that. Keep the premium player here and figure out the rest later. But just because Bosa stuck him for an extra $20 million in guaranteed money, and they were shocked by that, but that's the business of the Bosas. They're going to get their dough. You don't take that out on Brandon Ayuk, if that's the case. All right, call 415-523-4652. 415-523-4652. Caller number 10 wins one of two spots today to have breakfast with the roast Friday, September the 6th. Brought to you by Jack's Restaurant. Again, that is September the 6th. We'll have one more spot after we give out the spot right now. Let's go to our main man, Robin Sambrudo. Robin Sambrudo, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, fellas. See, my thing with Brandon Ayuk is I don't think they planned on paying him last year. I think last year we were supposed to win the Super Bowl. And then, okay, well, we can't afford him. So he got a Super Bowl. He can walk. So now I think that we lost the Super Bowl. Now you can't tell the fans, oh, we're trying to win a Super Bowl, and you get rid of, you know, one of your top two or three playmakers. So I think last year losing that Super Bowl really kind of hindered the 49ers. So now you can't tell the fans you're trying to win a Super Bowl and get rid of the guy. So now they stuck. So basically they got to pay him. Have we won a Super Bowl last year? The Niners could justify not signing Brandon Ayuk. But now they can't now because they didn't win a Super Bowl. So they got a running back just in case. We do try to win a Super Bowl again, but I just feel like when we lost that Super Bowl, because, you know, put everything on the table, I think it just messed their finances up. I never really thought they was going to re-sign Brandon Ayuk from the incident they had years prior. I never thought they was going to do it regardless.
Rob, where do you put the Niners' chances at getting back to the Super Bowl and dominating the NFC without Brandon Ayuk?
I mean, last year we was close to losing twice to Detroit and the Packers, and they were young teams. They just got there. So you lose Brandon Ayuk, you lose a deep threat, you lose another threat, and then to me you putting all the onus on Kittle and Debo to stay healthy. This ain't 5 years ago. I agree with what's his name when he said, yeah, we did it without him.
But
that was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
That was 5 years ago. Yep. That was then. This is now. So I think he's a vital piece, definitely the party. Because, you know what I mean? Nobody want to talk about the preseason, but he didn't look too good at that last preseason game. But I ain't going to bring it up, though.
So, Rob, real quick. Yeah. Do you feel like, because I feel like this fan base has underrated Brandon Knight. Not everybody, but I feel like Brandon Knight, oh, you cut off Rob, you hung up. All right.
Oh, he must have hung up. It's okay. Sometimes connections do that. Rob might have been in the spot.
Rob, I was going to ask Rob whether or not we're underrating Brandon Ayuk, because it certainly feels like we've underrated Brandon Ayuk. I get all the shenanigans, and it's turned a lot of people off. Trust me, I'm annoyed. What is going on here? Brandon, the Niners, what the hell is going on here?
It's exhausting.
I'm ready to play football.
Yeah.
I'm ready to get my premium players back. We finally, you know, last year, training camp, Shask and I talked about the dynamic duel. And the second day of training camp, we're in our bag at the Hilton Hotel down in Santa Clara discussing how we got the best duo wide receiver. Now, we had a cup of coffee with Bolden and Crabtree, but basically the best duo we've had since T.O. and Rice. And it's been a long time coming trying to find these wide receivers. The list goes on and on, on and on.
Well, you talk about that, and it's interesting because that duo combined with the duo of Greenlaw and Warner, too, in the linebacking core. Now you're missing one of those guys each. You're missing Ayuk holding in, and you're missing Dre Greenlaw. And I think that has a vibe with both the offense and the defense, Monty. You can't tell me the vibes have been great in training camp.
It hasn't.
Like you heard George yesterday, and it was almost like, and you guys asked him a great question, and you can find the entire interview on download the free Odyssey app there.
We'll replay the interview coming up in 19 minutes.
Perfect. We'll do that here, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. But he was saying, you know, like you guys were asking, who do you look at, Fred, now that Brandon Ayuk's not there? Who are you getting into it with, right?
Yeah.
Who's he getting into it? And George is like, it took him a while to kind of think about it. Like, he's just like, you know, I kind of like troll with him stuff. Like, but that's the thing. Like, that little rivalry, that mini rivalry between your teammates, That casts itself off to the rest of the team, and they feed off of that. What are they feeding off of in training camp this offseason?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Even Matt Maiocco said, man, there's not a lot of juice. Not a lot of juice in practice these days.
And that's tough for a guy like Kyle Shanahan. And it's tough already when you just lost a Super Bowl and you need that juice to get back. Are they going to come out week one and get their asses kicked against the Jets?
Well, you hope not. You hope not.
Because they're fired. I'll tell you that.
The Jets are ready to roll.
They're ready
to,
Aaron Rodgers.
The Niners right now.
Everyone's sleeping on him.
If the Niners had a game on Sunday and are giving 5.5 to the Jets, I'm taking the Jets all day. It's a shoebox. Matt Higgins in the studio, he's talking about a shoebox bet where you throw everything on. I'm throwing everything on the damn New York Jets in week one. If they had to play a game on Sunday. Because that means no Trent Williams and no Brandon Ayuk. Now, I want to make myself clear here on YouTube, also to San Jose. And then say Ayuk and Deebo was better than Rice and Teal. No. I said Deebo and Ayuk have been the best duo at wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers since T.O. and Jerry Rice.
People hear what they want to hear. That is not what
they're the best duo since T.O. and Jerry Rice. Not better than Rice and T.O. Nobody's ever going to be better than Rice and T.O. But in terms of the 49ers, the best duo we've had at wide receiver has been Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk. They've done it a lot longer than Crabtree and Anquan Boldin. That first year with Anquan Boldin, Crabtree was hurt for most of the season because he tore their Achilles in OTAs. So, you know, this Ricky Pearsall injury, in terms of disappointment, there's been a lot of disappointing aspects of training camp this year, Spadone. A lot. To me, Ricky Pearsall's number one.
Well,
not knowing who he is, not seeing him. He's been at 6 practices, for crying out loud.
I didn't know who he was when they drafted him. I think half the fan base did.
You remember my reaction?
You're like, who?
What the F? Ricky Pearsall.
Come on. We could try to spin as much as you want. Trust me, I do that all the time. The Raiders pick just bums you've never heard of. Shout out Alex Leatherwood or Damon Arnett all the time. You try to rationalize it. You look and it's like, oh, yeah, this guy could actually be good. Yep. Let's be honest, Niner fans. When they drafted Ricky Pearsall, you're like, what? Most of you were like, excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. And now you're not even going to see the guy. He's already going to be behind the eight ball. He's not going to be there for week one probably. And then you start to snowball effect.
Yeah.
Okay, now he's redshirting next year, but how's that going to look? Are we going to miss Deebo or is George Kittle going to leave? Now all this expectation and weight is on his shoulders perform in year two. It's a trickle-down effect that starts right now, and it's just not good. And how many times have we seen this in the Trent Baalke era? We saw this time in and time
out. Tank Carradine.
Yes.
There's so many guys.
So many guys.
Damn. Let's go to James of San Ramon. This is not good. James and Sarah Ramon, what's happening?
Oh, I was feeling good. No.
What's going on, guys? I feel like Brandon Ayuk is a huge, huge part of our team. You know, I believe Brandon Ayuk wants to be a 49er because, I mean, he's showing up at practices. They said he's in the building for the last preseason game. If he didn't want to be a part of the 49ers, he wouldn't be coming around. And I believe him on the field allows the cornerback number 2 to line up on Deebo, who Deebo could be a wide receiver 1. It allows Christian McCaffrey to find more open holes. It allows his to line up in the slot. It takes pressure off of everybody else because the main defensive focus is on Brandon Ayuk, which allows Deebo to take cornerback number 2. It allows Juwan Jennings to take a linebacker or a cornerback 3 who, you know, that opens up the space for everybody else. And then when you just have that simple fear of Purdy going over the top to Brandon Ayuk, it leaves those holes open in the middle for Christian McCaffrey, something that we haven't seen when we had Jimmy Garoppolo. When they stack the box, they know it's 5-yard slant, 10-yard out, in route.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just something that the 49ers really need. And it showed last year with Brandon Ayuk had 70 less catches, and he was up there in the top receiving yards. So I just believe we got to get this deal done, and I believe Brandon Ayuk wants to get the deal done because he's had multiple opportunities to leave, and he stick around. So I just believe he wants to be a Niner. I believe we want him to be a Niner, and I just think we just got to get the deal done, man. It's too much of a distraction, and we got some big games coming up. So
I'm with
that's
you.
That's where I'm at.
Hell of a call, James. Hell of a call. 888-957-9570. We'll squeeze everybody in before the injury report. And, of course, we'll replay the George Kittle interview from yesterday alongside Baldy and Joe Shasky, the Butcher. Spadone in doing a hell of a job for Butcher Boy today. Oh, and it's time to qualify our last purpose of breakfast. I need those names, folks. Need those names after we do this. Caller number 10 right now, 415-523-4652. 415-523-4652. And you will win a spot to have breakfast with the roast. Breakfast provided by Jack's Restaurant That's coming up on September the 6th, Friday, September the 6th, as we get ready for football season.
I can go for some Jacks right now.
I can go, yeah, Jacks. Oh. I wouldn't mind that at all.
Dude, the pasta with the Greek olives. Oh, my God. Oh, just
I love me some Greek olives. Oh, I'm a sucker for olives.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I go seedless, seeds. Doesn't matter.
Get some feta cheese in there. Oh,
Spadoni, talk about language, man. Talking about language. Let's go. Let's go to David Frisdo. David Frisdo, you're on the roast here on 95.7 The Game.
Brett, come on, man. I'm speaking for all the frustrated Niners fans here. Hey, look, I get it. They've had success. They've done to Super Bowls. They've been to NFC Championships. I understand that. But what I also understand is that they make it harder than it needs to be sometimes with their personnel decisions, their draft selections, just now the negotiations, like, we ain't won a Super Bowl in a very long time. The Niners fans, they are on edge right now, you know, and obviously with everything going on, none of this helps. The frustrating thing is that it doesn't have to be this hard. You knew what the Brandon Ayuk situation was going to be if you're a good front office. You know what the numbers are going to be. There's only three options. You pay him, you trade him, or you tell him to, you can sit out. All this song and dance stuff they're doing is just it's stupid. It makes no sense. Like, and then for them not to feel that urgency and you know, see what's in front of them and see what opportunity they have, it's just frustrating. And we're super frustrated because we haven't won a Super Bowl. We've been close, but you know, like, this ain't helping. So come on, man. Like, yeah. This is crazy.
Dave,
I'm with you, but I don't want to play football, man.
Dave, real quick, and I appreciate the call. Do you trust Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy?
I do not trust Kyle Shanahan, though.
All right.
I do not.
Well, then there's that. Like, I can't change your mind then. Like, okay, you'd want, he's gotten you to the Super Bowl twice. He's gotten you to multiple NFC Championship games. Like, come on. Like, what are we doing here? I trust Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy. Like, you can't, this is the thing. You can't say Brock Purdy is going to be a Hall of Famer and he's going to be the next coming of Drew Brees and Tom Brady.
I don't think anybody's saying that.
No, people are saying that.
Who's saying that?
A lot of people are saying that.
Need to be drug tested then.
He was an MVP candidate for most of last year.
Yeah, but His trajectory right now is closer to those guys than some scrub. You cannot talk Hall of Fame Brock Purdy after a year and a half of playing quarterback. If anybody is doing that, they need to be drug tested right now.
They compared him to those players. Let me be clear. I heard people compare him to Drew Brees because of his stature, of the IQ, because of the... like.
I swear to God, if I hear somebody call this show saying, well, he's on a Hall of Fame, like, come on, man. He's played a year and a half
of football.
He's
going to get paid $300 million next year,
Well, let's see. I don't know about that yet. If you don't have Brandon Ayuk, and you know Christian McCaffrey gets hurt or whatnot, and this offense is... stuttering through the season, and they're sputtering through the season.
I got faith in Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan.
Hold on. I'm not going Hall of Fame yet with Brock Purdy. I'm not going $300 million yet. Let's see what, because again, Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk are not here. And we saw what happened when Trent Williams and Deebo didn't play. It was 17, 17, 17, and 5 interceptions. Okay? So if we talk about elevating football, and I, to Brock Purdy's credit, last season, I said, look, he's not ready for that. And that's okay. It's his first full season of football. It's okay. And I know Fred Warner is talking about that, and everybody's talking Hall of Fame. I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry. I've seen guys fall on their face, have a great year, fall on their face. Hall of Fame, three. Like, we
that's what
relax.
Some people are saying. I'm not saying that. Some people have said that.
Right.
I get it. I first full season, he was an MVP candidate. It's pretty damn good.
It's impressive as hell.
Very impressive.
Impressive as hell.
Season.
I'm not mad at Brock Purdy.
Can he somehow eclipse that this year, though? I'm saying, like, he might not be in the MVP running, but he puts up the numbers without Brandon Ayuk Bonte,
give Brock Purdy whatever the hell he wants if he does it without Brandon Ayuk. But right now, we don't have Brandon Ayuk. You don't have Ricky Pearsall. You're counting on Juwan Jennings, who's dealing with an oblique injury. And then you got Jacob Cowing, who just came back.
Kittle and Deebo are healthy, though.
Trent Williams,
Well, now that you're saying all this, do you even play the starters tonight? Would you? Would you play Kittle and Deebo tonight?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Right?
I wouldn't do it. And hey, you know what? Now that I think about it, going to Las Vegas, you know what? I would not play them tonight. I have to stay in street clothes.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, I don't need to see them. I know what George Kittle can do on a football field. I know what Debo can do on a football field. With the way this training camp is gone, Brock, the vibes.
Brock got some reps last week.
Yeah,
right?
I don't. You know what? You know what, Spadoni? I don't want to see them. I'm actually going to be infuriated if they do play today. Now that I think about it, I don't want to see them. I don't want to see them play. Why? Especially if the Raiders are not playing, their starters makes no sense.
They're not playing anyone.
Baldy said it too. We all said it. And I know Kyle Shanahan went on to another station saying, you know, people are being overly dramatic about Brock Purdy playing, blah, blah, blah. Come on, Shanahan. Like, this is the last thing we need as a fan base.
Yeah.
We don't need that. We don't need to see something catastrophic happening out there at Allegiant Stadium.
Some fringe third stringer trying to make the team, and then he dives late.
Oh, dives a Debo knee or something. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm sounding like Sausalito Shasky, but this is the preseason. And the preseason don't mean a damn thing to me. Yeah, yeah. I'm that's what I'm going to do tonight if I see these guys play. TC Sacramento.
That's a four for you, Shasky.
TC Sacramento, man. I know he's not feeling good right now.
TC.
So, my bro.
Yes, sir. Hey, Bonte, what's up, bro? What's up? Check it out, Spadoni. Hey, look, check it out. So we had a talk at D'Lo and KC's 1,000 show the other night, man, on Wednesday night. That was a nice turnout, man.
Hey,
we sat down and talked.
Hey, TC, did you see the pictures they had of me, the little cards?
Hey, look, nah, he didn't show me that, but they talked about it, though. Hey, Bonte, you know you the homie, bro. You ain't Joe.
I
know.
I got love in Sacramento. I love Sacramento. I love the 916. Hey. Don't worry, I'll be showing up soon with my Steph Curry jersey on. You better believe it.
Oh, we should have fun this year. It's going to be a fun one. Hey, but B.A., listen. B.A. needs to be back, bro. Listen, y'all know how I feel about the Brandon Ayuk situation. I'm with you, Bonte, but I don't know what you – listen. B.A. needs to be in the building. I trust Brock. I know I might bounce around, but I trust Brock over Kyle, bro. Y'all know how I feel about Kyle. I really don't trust that dude. Brock, about $60 million, I don't know about all that, but it took me a while to, listen, it took me a while to come around on Brock because y'all know how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But Brock is a real dude, bro, and he would get the job done. As far as Kyle, I don't know. We need B.A. Being the best team in the NFC without B.A., bro, I don't know about all that. You need that good route runner. I don't know about County. I don't know about the boy Rick, Slick Rick. I don't know about none of that, bro. Juwan Jennings, Debo Samuel, George Kittle is not enough. Period. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, you're right.
I saw Kyle Shanahan. Again, this isn't the same year. The league is different. I just know what I've seen from him, and I don't know how. And I've had multiple callers that say they don't trust Kyle Shanahan. I get it. It sucks that you lost to Patrick Mahomes, the greatest quarterback of all time, probably, and Andy Reid, one of the greatest, if not the greatest coach of all time.
Yeah.
Like, that sucks.
But you know what?
You know how close you were to winning those games?
Yeah, but you know what? You know, like, what the problem is?
A muffed punt that was random, like,
but you know what, though, Spadone?
How do you not trust that guy?
They blew those games.
Yeah, but how do you not trust Shanahan to get you back there? He's got you there twice, the two different quarterbacks.
Yeah, I know. I tell you why you don't trust, why some fans don't trust Shanahan. Because they don't forget Super Bowl 54. Not calling timeout before halftime.
He sounds spoiled, to be honest.
No, hold on. Spadone. But I understand why these fans may think like that. No, I don't think like that. Kyle Shanahan's a very good coach, but we saw in the biggest games, Super Bowl 54. Do I need to go down that road again? No. Last year in Las Vegas. Do I need to go down that road again? The whole lead up to the Super Bowl was a cluster. You know what? Because of media day. With Shanahan, apparently, he was a little abbreviated. You know what I'm saying? He was talking. It's like, whoa, Shanahan loose out here in Vegas.
UNLV.
Crying about the practice field. Mm-hmm. We're going to fly. Not knowing the overtime rules.
Yeah, it's tough.
That's a big stain. The Rams game in 2020, the NFC Championship game.
Well, Tart makes a play.
Well, you go for it. You know, you're running the fullback dive, and you got Big Trent on one leg. Running in motion. Everybody in the building knew what play was.
In hindsight, he had Jimmy Garoppolo with one arm, and the fact that he milked that much is actually incredible.
But Shanahan's decision-making has been a little suspect. It has. You can't deny that.
He has been so damn close. Like, I really have a hard time nitpicking and not trusting a guy. Pierce is probably going to be a dumpster fire this year for the Raiders.
You're a Raider fit, so I understand that.
We're analyzing this tonight, and you're comparing both of these teams, like, we sound extremely entitled tonight. I don't trust Kyle Shanahan. Well, the guy's been the best coach in football outside of Andy Reid. How long he's been here?
How many people trusted Andy Reid before Super Bowl 54?
They didn't trust him before Patrick Mahomes.
They didn't trust him at all. And they didn't trust him with 7 minutes and 30 seconds left. They were saying, oh, Andy Reid's going to lose another one. And then 3rd and 15 happened.
Kyle Shanahan's been a better coach with the Niners than Andy Reid was with the Eagles, though. Like until yes, he's taken.
I don't know about
taken,
that.
He took Jimmy Garoppolo and then Brock Purdy in his first full season to a Super Bowl. Come on,
Andy Reid had James Thrash and Todd Pinkston as his wide receivers.
Hey, Todd Pinkston was sick in ESPN 2K5.
Yeah, it's a video game.
I know we got the injury. We got the injury. We got the injury report.
In real life, bumper road coverage was his kryptonite.
All right.
Andy Reid with the four straight Matt, was it four straight NFC championship games for Andy Reid?
Correct.
I don't know about it. Andy Reid was a hell of a coach.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.